Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life, and today, sustainability. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Smith Getterman. Smith is Baylor University's Director of Sustainability and Special Projects. He returned to his alma mater in 2009 to spearhead Baylor's sustainability efforts. In this role, he oversees a wide variety of projects ranging from recycling on campus and at Baylor events to new building projects to working with student organizations that meet food-related needs of fellow students and the broader community. He often speaks to students about the importance of sustainability and the role it plays in serving our neighbors and the world around us. And Smith Getterman is here with us today on Baylor Connections. Smith, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Derek. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it is great to have you here. And, you know, I think when people hear sustainability, they know broadly what it means. But we're going to delve into that and specifically what it means at a higher education institution like Baylor University. So
Great. Let's
start off a little bit with the why behind what you do. What is it that drives you and Baylor University to create a more sustainable campus community?
Well, I tell people all the time, I couldn't do what I do today, what I do now for a living at really any other university. We've got a really unique opportunity here at Baylor to talk about issues of the environment and really what it is loving our neighbor in a very specific Christian, Christ-centered framework. And it's something that, you know, you can't do at a secular institution or a public institution because they've got to, you know, couch it solely in the environmental aspect of it. And that really gets bogged down really quickly. And a lot of the, you know, the anchor of politics and all the other kind of stuff that you read about in the, you know, in the news or whatever. Here at Baylor, we can talk about Christ. And that's why I do what I do, because I want our students, I want our faculty and staff to see this as a broader part of their Christian mission and a broader part of living out their life as Christians.
Well, you know, when you think of sustainability, one word that comes to mind is stewardship, a word that you hear a lot, certainly in the faith community and elsewhere as well. But what are areas that you look at, factors you consider to help create a community that's really a good steward of its resources?
First and foremost, we want to prepare our students for when they leave our campus. And so we want them to be familiar with a lot of the same things that they might, you know, come into contact with in the corporate world as they would here, you know, they would here on campus. And so we make the simple stuff available to them: recycling, energy conservation, all the kind of stuff that you kind of typically think of when you think of sustainability. That's really like the basic nature of what we do. But more than that, we really want our students to come into contact with, you know, how it intersects with their faith and in their classroom, and really get passionate about doing this outside of off campus because it connects and intercedes with their Christian faith.
We can go in depth a little bit more later on in the program, but what are some of those ways that they can see that it impacts the classroom, that they can see that their unique calling can have can build in sustainability in ways that matter to their profession and their faith?
I've got a sustainability student advisory board that's 15 or 20 students, that's made up of a wide variety of majors. It's cross-discipline in nature, from freshmen to graduate students. And the thing that I've found is that when those students come into those meetings, they really start to take back to the classrooms, whether it's business or history or environmental science, the things that they're learning. They start to really connect. We learned about, you know, XYZ subject today in business, and I can really see how this connects to what we're talking about here in these weekly or monthly meetings. And then they want to take that out into the Waco community through service projects or whatever. So it's really just getting them educated and getting them to understand how all of this really kind of connects to each other.
Well, one thing, and we'll talk about more as well a little bit later on the program, that I learned just even perusing your website a little bit, was just realizing what a role that food played in Baylor sustainability efforts, from campus kitchen to making sure that food doesn't go to waste. That's an area that certainly falls under the sustainability umbrella, if you will, that, I don't know, that really leaped out at me.
Yeah, and that's one area a lot of people don't think about, and that's what we hear about a lot, especially from our business students, because you can look at it from every aspect. It's a supply chain thing, it's a labor thing, It's all, you know, everything and all of the above. And food insecurity is a big issue everywhere, including our campus. And that's why we have things like the Free Farmers Market. We've got the store now where students can go and for free they can go in and get groceries if they need it. We also have another project called The Fridge, which is a number of mini fridges located on campus where if you're in between meals or haven't had a meal in a while, you can discreetly stop in at one of these places and one of these fridges, make a meal, grab and go, and we're meeting that need. That is definitely a sustainability issue.
We are talking with Smith Getterman, Baylor's Director of Sustainability and Special Projects. You know, you talked about recycling on campus being one of the basics, but, you know, you look around campus and waste sustainability pops up. We've got, you know, a LEED Gold certified foster campus. We've got students working together to ensure that campus food doesn't go to waste. What are some of the more meaningful projects that have had maybe the biggest impact on campus since you've been here in terms of sustainability?
Well, I would say we bookend our year with move in and move out, and I think that there are two biggest events on campus that impact everybody, and for sustainability that's really in particular a big deal, because during move in, you know, we have the typical move in operations where people move all their stuff in. But my group actually has volunteers that go into residence halls and bring out cardboard boxes and other recycling and recycle it for families while they're busy unpacking and moving their students in. You know, last year we recycled 31,200 pounds in 48 hours during
the week. Wow.
Which is incredible. So that was in the fall of 2017. In the spring of 2018, during move out, we had over 22,000 pounds of items donated to local nonprofits that, instead of being thrown away, these are items that were going to Caritas, Goodwill, and others, and they're being used by our community now instead of being thrown away. So we have two huge events that really kind of bookend our year that really speak to Baylor's commitment and really speak to this idea of loving our neighbor through good stewardship.
That's tons and tons of things that aren't in the trash,
yeah,
that aren't at the landfill, literally tons.
Yeah.
And very impressive. And, you know, also certainly building projects get people's attention. And how has Baylor, these a couple of the last really big projects in particular, you know, you think of the Foster Campus for Business and Innovation, McLean Stadium has aspects as well. How have thoughts of sustainability played into the design and construction of those, not just in terms of the construction and how they're built, but in terms of how they're utilized once they're open?
Right. And, you know, Foster is a perfect example because it's a – you walk in and you feel good about being – you know, feel good about yourself being in there because it is a good environment to be in. There's natural light. There's, you know, natural products in the design and framework of the building. And it's a thought process that goes in, you know, years before we even start raising money or even start thinking about what it's going to be like. We start, you know, planning out how this is going to be put on our campus and how it will impact the life of our students inside of it. And a LEED certified building is not just about the green aspect, but it's also about the quality of life aspect. And we have that in Foster. We have that in Truett, which was at the time the very first LEED certified existing building in the state of Texas. So,
wow.
We've really made great strides in making sure that, you know, not only are we building green, but we're really increasing the quality of life in our buildings for our students, faculty, and staff.
Now, Smith, you came to Baylor, your alma mater, in 2009 for this sustainability role. How has this position evolved? How have Baylor's sustainability efforts evolved in what's nearly a decade now?
You know, it's really evolved to the point of we are now really pivoting to where we focus on why. I think people at this point in 2018 kind of really understand the what. They know recycling. They know water conservation, energy conservation. They hear a lot about that. But Baylor, like I said, kind of at the top of this, we have a really unique opportunity to position ourselves and tell people why we're doing what we're doing. And so over the course of nearly a decade, my office and myself in particular have really pivoted my job to make sure people understand why we're doing that. And I think that's one of the biggest changes we've seen is really putting Baylor out there and telling people this is why Christians care about this. Christians are not behind on this. In fact, we're at the forefront. The largest Baptist university in the world is leading the way in a lot of aspects of this.
This is Baylor Connections. We are talking to Smith Getterman, Baylor's Director of Sustainability and Special Projects. know, we talked about stewardship earlier in the program, but let's delve more into the spiritual aspects of sustainability, some of those whys a little bit more. I thought it was interesting that you bring a master's in theological studies to this role, which, as we talk about the spiritual aspects, seems very appropriate. How do you look at this role as a person of faith and the way that these efforts fit into that broader Baylor mission?
How long do we have?
Plenty of time.
You know, it's generally when people talk about stewardship, and I still see this, when we talk about stewardship, we generally see the tending the garden. That's the kind of the thing that people think of. Well, you know, we've been told to tend the garden. And while that's correct, it doesn't go far enough. And I think that people need to start looking at how we consume and how we use our resources as loving our neighbor. I mean, it's the second greatest commandment Christ gave us, is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And what better way is there to do that than be thinking about the way we consume impacting the person halfway across the world that we'll never see? Our neighbor isn't just the person sitting across the table from me. It's a global neighbor that we'll never meet in the body of Christ, God's creation. How do the way we live impact that person? And that's what sustainability is to me.
If I'm a student in a class that you visit, I know you talked about you visit a lot of classes or student organizations to talk about these efforts. What are some of the main points that you make to students? I know we don't have time to go into a whole presentation, but what are some of the key points you would talk to a student who's maybe just beginning to really think about these things beyond, oh, I'm going to throw my soda bottle in the recycling bin as I walk out of the room?
Right. I think that there are a couple of them. One of them is we go into, and if you don't, I would encourage you to, but we go to church on Sundays, and we regularly sing hymns or worship songs about God's creation. And the only way we really know how to even conceive of God himself is to look at what he's created. And we regularly sing those songs, but then when we walk out of the church, we don't think about it for the rest of the week. We don't think about God the Creator or his creation. And so I really want students to reflect on what they're singing, what they're reading, what they're saying on those Sundays, and how they live their lives. Make that connection. The other thing is, to be frank with you, our consumption. We have Christian Chicken, Chick-fil-A, right across the street from us. Magnolia obviously is a big deal here in Waco, and you know, we go and buy stuff. We've got to keep up with the trends, and we just buy, and don't think about what we're going to do when we're tired of that stuff. And I think that that's a failure on Christians' part, because throwing that away or getting rid of it or whatever we end up doing with it directly impacts our neighbor. And those are the two things I really tell our students, is start thinking about how you live your life in an entire Christian framework, not just little bits and pieces that are easy.
What are some ways that sustainability efforts here at Baylor, whether it's individual students or staff members or whether it's the university as a whole, what are some ways those efforts do benefit our neighbors, benefit the community?
Well, one of them I already talked about is move out. I mean, that's a huge thing that we just started a few years ago, where we really looked at what we were doing during the move out process and how can we keep some of that stuff from going to the landfill? How can we benefit the people in our local community? And that's been a huge success. You know, the other thing is, our garden is a big part of what we do here in the classroom. We've got a number of classes that go and teach in our university garden. We've got the Texas Hunger Initiative that's here. We've got, Baylor Campus Kitchen that's here, and all of them have some connection to food or this university garden, and we're able to really kind of bring people in and educate them and show them and let them benefit from what we're doing in that garden, in that classroom outside.
You know, you talk about Texas Hunger Initiative. We had Jeremy Everett on the program last month. Just loved hearing about all the fantastic work that they do.
He's got a great beard.
He does have a great beard. People don't get to see it on the radio, but it's a good
He's
beard.
He's got a face for radio.
He does great work, though. He does great work. What are some ways you partner with them and other organizations? It's not just Baylor Sustainability off at an office.
No, in fact, I tell people, from the get-go that this is not happening because of me. I'm fortunate that we have a community of people on campus that want to see a number of these things happen, and Hunger Initiative is one of them. You know, we partner with them regularly through the Food Insecurity Working Group that I'm a part of, when we talk about the store or when we talk about the fridge, and when we do the free farmers market, when we had our farmers market on campus a few years ago. And so we're always looking for ways to collaborate with them and really all of our community members, because there's so much going on campus that so many people don't know about, because there is so much. It's hard to keep up with it all, and you're a good example of that.
What have you seen the buy-in from the Baylor community increase, and what are some of those outreach efforts you make to kind of make them more aware, not just, you know, this radio program, but maybe social media or other ways?
Students are all about this. Regularly when I go, I've been fortunate to be invited by Spiritual Life, Dr. Ryan Richardson and Dr. Burt Burleson, and be a speaker at chapel in April the last several years. And that's one big buy-in. They buy into what we're doing, have invited me to come be the speaker. And regularly, after that chapel, I get more emails or more person-to-person interactions from students coming up to me saying, wow, I've never thought about it that way, or you've really encouraged me, or anything like that. And so as the years have gone on, really buy-in is really coming from a groundswell from the students, faculty, and staff.
I feel like this generation of students may be really, to use almost a Christianese term, fertile ground in a sense for this message, because it seems like maybe in a lot of ways that message of sustainability that's increased in recent years. Are we seeing maybe a generation of students who have really been thinking about that in some ways more and more a decent part of their lives?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely something that they come prepared with now that they didn't come prepared with years ago. When I started the Sustainability Student Advisory Board, I had to go out and recruit years ago. But now students come to me wanting to join and be a part of it. I regularly hear from students that want to be enact some sort of initiative on campus. And so students really have taken this on as they've, kind of grown up with this outside of campus. It's something that they, see on the news every day. It's something that they're aware of. It's kind of become a thing that they're a part of. It's become part of their culture. And so that's why one of the reasons I've started talking about why we do it, because I want to make sure we're able to differentiate between what they're coming to campus with, maybe some of the preconceived notions about sustainability or about environmentalism, and kind of flip that a little bit and show them what Baylor is doing and why we're doing it.
We are talking to Smith Getterman, Baylor University's Director of Sustainability and Special Projects, and you talk about students. There's a lot of ways on campus for them to get involved, and one that we talked about a little bit already that really stands out is the ways Baylor utilizes food. It addresses issues of food insecurity both on campus and in the broader community. You mentioned a couple of them, the fridge, the store, campus kitchen. Let's start with campus kitchen. Give people just a little rundown of what they do and how they work, and then we can delve into a little bit of what that impact is and the way it serves our neighbors, a lot of whom are right around the Baylor campus.
Sure. This is a Campus Kitchen is a student group. It's got a faculty advisor, faculty staff advisor, Erin Pacewort Oath, and she kind of meets with an advisory board, a Campus Kitchen advisory board of students and staff members, which I'm a part of that advisory board. And essentially the group is all student run, though. I mean, we're the advisory board and Erin basically just kind of guide them a little bit. But students go into our residence halls and capture any food that has not been served. There are very strict guidelines that they have to abide by legally. But they capture all of that food that would have been thrown away and are able to take it to Salvation Army and other locations so that it's being fed to people that would be without a meal otherwise. So we're keeping that food from being wasted. We're actually reusing it, or not reusing it, but redistributing it is a better word, because it was not ever put out to begin with. So Campus Kitchen's a fantastic organization. They also get fresh fruits and vegetables from our university garden. And the thing that's always mind-blowing to me about it is it's all students. I mean, they are sometimes wrist deep in the food in the back of their vans or trucks or whatever, trying to get from point A to point B just to make this happen. They're doing all this in their free time on their own when they're already, carrying a full course load.
And when you talk about the number of pounds of food that have been utilized over the years that would have otherwise gone unused, I mean, we're talking, what, seven figures, right? It's a lot of food.
It's a large number. I don't know the exact number, but it's pretty high up there. I mean, for the number of years before Erin, the lady that ran it, her name was Rosemary Townsend. She was here years ago and did it for a number of years, and I had the pleasure of working with Rosemary, and so it's been going for a number of years, and it's been very successful, and it's a testament to our student population and their hearts that it's been as successful as it has been.
We've talked a lot about food insecurity. We've heard a lot of that here at Baylor. Of course, the Texas Hunger Initiative really helps lead that conversation here, but I think certainly myself, when I thought of food insecurity, I pictured you know, out in the city or out elsewhere around the state. But more and more we've learned about it here on campus, not just Baylor campuses, but colleges in general. What have you learned in recent years about what food insecurity looks like among the student body? And you mentioned a couple of them earlier, but some of the ways Baylor's working to address that.
I mean, just to be honest with you, I didn't think about it really before I started getting involved in this. You know, I went to Baylor undergrad and graduate school, and I never once thought about if the person sitting next to me was able to get a meal as easily as I was able to. But the deeper I get into it, the more you realize we have a number, especially now, we have a number of students here on full ride scholarships that are working full time, that have full course loads, and just a number of different life circumstances that put them in a position where they just are unable to afford a meal. Maybe someone lost a job. Maybe, you know, they moved, or any number of factors that, that go into that.
A lot of families really sacrifice to come here.
That's exactly right. I mean, a lot of families make a lot of great sacrifice to come to this institution. I don't think enough people put enough thought into what that does, because I know I didn't. And the other thing I really have learned about it is that food insecurity is, there is no stereotype for it. Every student that is impacted by it is different than the next one. And it's something that we are working to address through projects like The Store, our free farmers market that students can line up for. The store is also free. They can go in and get free groceries. That's all being funded by donations. We have the fridge project that I've spoken about earlier. It's actually in five or six different offices. Students can one is right outside of my office in Moody Library, and I see students using it a lot. They will come in one or two on their own. They'll quietly make a sandwich or get something grab and go, and they'll take off. And it's because you know, they've told us, they've written me notes, they've put it in our feedback. They'll say, you know, I just am in between meals, in between paychecks, I just haven't had time. You know, any number of reasons that you could think of why they would not be able to eat. But we're able to kind of rise to the occasion and meet that need, thankfully, just by the grace of God.
And you do it in a way that's not a big deal. It doesn't make it a big deal for them, right? They can just kind of go in, go out, do what they need, and be on their way.
That's exactly right. We want to make it as low impact for everybody as possible. And it's not just the students. We want to make it low impact for faculty and staff as well. The one outside my office is a good example. We want to make sure that faculty and staff, their day is not interrupted by a lot of traffic or whatever. And so we try to make it as easy as possible for everybody.
Well, Smith Getterman, we are rapidly winding down here on the program here in the final moments here. You know, you mentioned that the fridge and the store are sponsored by donations. If there's ways that people who are listening want to get involved through offering resources to any of these projects, certainly financial, what are some ways that they can get involved or maybe find out more about what you do?
I mean, I think that our development office would be open to receiving, you know, conversations or, you know, calls about that. I know that the Office of Sustainability would love some donations and financial gifting. So we're more than happy to have those conversations with people. And I'm always happy to have any conversation with anybody. So they're happy to I'm happy to receive emails or anything anybody wants to talk to me. I'd love to hear from them.
Hope people call in and learn more. And it's been really enlightening for me to learn more about what you do. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Smith Getterman, Baylor University's Director of Sustainability and Special Projects, our guest today here on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us. A reminder, you can subscribe to Baylor Connections on iTunes, and you can listen to this and other programs online at baylor.edu/connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.